Our listener's 4-year-old told her, "Mommy, Daddy's friend came over today. What do you do when that bomb drops?" Well, we said definitely invest in some doorbell cameras, maybe ask some specifics about Daddy's friend.
What they look like?
Yep, now the update.
Ben and Kelly, mm-hmm. I just want to give you both an update after hearing y'all talk about the segment, and wow, thank you.
Mm.
A lot of callers said the same thing, trust your kid and ask very specific questions.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down with my 4-year-old and asked, "When you say Daddy's friend, what does Daddy's friend look like?"
Okay.
They immediately laughed and said, "I don't know." Like it was the funniest question ever. So I pressed a little.
Yeah, I was going to say, "What does Daddy's friend look like?" I don't know.
Okay.
No, seriously, I need you to answer this question.
Yeah, does Daddy's friend look like Mommy or Daddy?
Mm.
And that's when things got interesting.
Mm.
My kid answered, "She doesn't look like Mommy or Daddy. She."
Yep, I heard it too.
That word hit me like a brick.
Mm.
I asked what color hair Daddy's friend has. My kid said dark hair.
Mm.
I'm blonde. So, yeah, my stomach dropped a little.
Mm.
I didn't say anything right away, but I did take your advice about cameras. Mm. I got doorbell cameras installed and later jokingly told my boyfriend, "So you better tell your other girlfriend to start coming in through the window now." And he got really weird.
Mm.
Like, kind of chuckled, trying to play it off, but not in a normal joking way, and said, "Okay, I'll tell her."
Oh.
I don't have concrete proof yet.
Right.
But since he did stray a couple of years ago, and between that, the weird reaction, and now the things my kid said, something feels off.
Mm.
I'm hurt, but honestly, I've moved into detective mode. I want answers more than anything.
Sure.
So thank you both for giving me the courage to actually ask questions instead of just sitting with my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep you posted if, or honestly, when I figure this out.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the she.
Yes.
Yeah, why is Daddy's friend a she?
Right. If it is a story, sir. Like, I feel you should have made, like, a bunch of either, like, animals or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what does Daddy's friend look like? A bear.
Exactly.
A koala.
Right.
A horsey. Right,
yes.
Right, right.
A talking piece of pizza. Something.
Talking piece of pizza. So what's like the next step for her? Because the doorbell cameras, I mean, he's on to it. Like he knows that she's starting to, his little
suspect
thing is starting to unravel. Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
And like her little, it was kind of a passive aggressive little quip, but kind of all like, you know, "Tell your other girlfriend."
Yeah.
I gotta come in the window.
I thought that was smart.
That was very smart.
That was smart. Just to like,
yes,
like actually address it without making it seem like you're accusing
him.
It was
accusatory, right?
Right, right, right.
It's
kind
of playful, passive aggressive, sends the message. Mm-hmm. You're on notice.
What's the next step? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories or responses on the way. Our listener's 4-year-old said, "Mommy, Daddy's friend came over today. She pressed him," or sorry, the kid. We don't know the sex of the kid.
Right.
Pressed her kid and got a little bit more answers. The kid said, "She doesn't look like either you or Daddy."
Yeah, and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then she said, "Well, okay, I put in these the doorbell cameras," and just kind of told him, and then said, "Oh, you're gonna have to tell your older girlfriend coming through the window."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, "I'll tell her."
Yeah, and
so now he kind of knows. He's on notice, which many people on Facebook are saying that was maybe a mistake.
Trina, what's your take?
If the intention is to catch him because you know he's not going to just like come out and say it, telling him that you put the cameras in is going to make him stop at least having her at the house or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're not going to meet somewhere else, though.
Right.
Right. Ring doorbell footage, like, it's easily deleted.
Mm.
You can easily go out and block the camera.
Oh, well, that's weird.
If she's trying to catch him, telling him about the camera, number one, that was dumb. Number two, he needs to get some kind of hidden camera.
Mm.
But in her teddy bear eye, something.
Yeah.
Well, she still could.
That's what several people mentioned, is that she should have just done like a nanny camera, not told him about it.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I was the only one.
No, not the only one.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. Now, there's also a text. Alexis says, you know, ask your four-year-old if daddy's friend was nice. If she introduced herself, what was daddy's friend's name? And then you find said name in his Facebook friends and then nonchalantly bring that name up in conversation. It's as if someone maybe who commented on your post or you came across in that day or just had an interaction with and see how he reacts.
What do you think Danielle would think?
Yes.
Who's Danielle? Rachel said, your kid saying she would have made my eyebrows hit the ceiling too. You're doing the right thing, staying observant, not exploding right away. There is hope here. Either hope that he's not cheating or hope that this situation gives you the clarity to leave someone who isn't treating you right. Either way, you're moving toward the truth. Paul said, as a dude who screwed up before, that nervous laugh your boyfriend did, not a great sign.
Oh, gosh.
He said, sneaking around, a girlfriend mentioned getting new cameras. I swear I almost had a panic attack. I eventually got caught on bringing someone inside to talk. Cameras don't lie. Get them set up. Stay calm. Gather evidence. If he's innocent, he shouldn't have anything to hide.
I love that Paul is rolling in as someone who has been there.
Yeah, he was like, I was the villain.
In the story.
Yeah,
yes.
He owned it. He owned it. I think Derek
learned from it.
Derek's kind of there too. Derek said, speaking as a guy, install the cameras everywhere you legally can. I'm telling you this from personal experience. I got caught by a doorbell camera once. I wasn't cheating the full way, but I was hanging out with someone I shouldn't have been.
Ah.
Thought I was slick until the motion alert ratted me out. Men who are doing nothing wrong don't care about cameras.
Good point.
Men who are doing something wrong get real weird real fast.
Exactly like your boyfriend did, he said. Yeah. Because he did have a reaction. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Jody says, jokingly take his phone and see how he reacts.
Let me see.
I just want to look up this recipe.
And then he'll probably get real mad real quick and snatch it back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people are kind of saying the writing is on the wall with this one.
Okay.
Like it's not looking good.
No, it's not looking good. But honestly, thank you for continuing to keep us updated.
And Justin's chiming in too, saying this is all too much. Just leave him now. You shouldn't need to do all of this. That is true.
That is true. It's like that's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, maybe you have your answer, maybe you don't, but either way, something definitely doesn't seem right. All right.
And then Brooke says, watch, he's just hiring a babysitter and not cheating at all so that he could work throughout the day and not be the one to, like, watch the four-year-old. But he's still acting weird. Like,
still,
he could have just said,
right.
I've been hiring a sitter.
I know.
Because I can't get any work done if I'm having to, like, constantly be entertaining the kid.
That's
true. I think
true.
He would have said that.
He probably would have said that, yes. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted still. But yeah, a lot of people say the writing's on the wall there for you. That is group therapy.